But it's always hard to tell because you never see it coming. Oh, wait, sorry. I just have that
it's
stuck
out
in
of
my
nowhere.
Head in a fucking loop.
Yep, there it is.
What's that one? What do you have stuck in your head?
Fucking Persona music.
Oh, okay.
Last surprise.
Yep.
I see lightsabers.
Come on. Oh, god damn it. Is it doing that shit again for me?
What?
Oh, there it is.
What, where it's doing the double stream thing? Oh, no, it's because one of the other channels I follow, they're premiering a video.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, oh shit, that's
Pop
the end of that
yeah.
game. Okay, cool.
Close.
Nifty. All right, well, let me share, and I need to copy link, and then I got to go.
Somebody just already lost stream points for the day. That's right. Fucking negative 18 billion.
Nick must yield.
Yield that.
So let's start this day off. Let's start this stream off before we get into that there Hulk. Couple of things. One, in order to save the show, for those that witnessed what we went through last time, it's not just that episode's fault. It is really not. Okay? It is a multitude of different things that is kind of running through the group that's kind of causing slight burnout. So here's what we do. We're going back to the rotation that existed when we had a lot of things going on. Remember, we used to do like robots, then writers, then costume, then series, then a Western, then a random, and we used to rotate the show. That's coming back. So we did writers.
There is a slight problem, though.
Or villains, rather. What's up?
We're kind of out of robos for the time being.
That's not a problem. We'll just rotate
like something else in.
Yep.
Because of the way our show works, there's a lot that we can review.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Infinite amount of shit that we can review.
What? Oh, yeah. Infinite my ass.
So we're going to bring that rotation back. Today, we're on Western shit. That's current. So we are on Hulk. We're going to talk about the live action Hulks. So that should save the show because we cannot have a full show burnout like we did back in Reploid Productions. It would kill the show. So that's
right.
So that's nice.
I'm sorry if I'm drinking a drink and my pinky's out. It's because the joint fucking locked from the arthritis. So I got to pop it and fix it.
So.
I ain't some sophisticated
pinkies.
Mamsy-pamsy bullshit.
Normally, we do a story time with Uncle Sario. Let's
start it off with story time with Papa Bill.
Yeah, let's do Papa Bill today. Story time with Papa Bill. Don't sit on his lap. He has problems. But
I would say, oh my, but technically for like the two people that joined me in my chat on Tuesday, I believe, we went over my sex life, so I mean...
Oh my god, I know.
Oh, I fucking know.
I'm glad I did not jump in
I told you, I talk random shit, we got real random.
I was in that stream. I was in that stream for 2 hours, and I was... I was finally like, holy fuck. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and dip out.
See, I would say I'm sorry.
But I pay my rent.
No, that was it.
Okay.
I said, I would say I'm sorry.
So.
No.
So look. Would you have a truck for a very, 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 very long time?
Is it kind of like having a car for a very, very, very long time?
And when you have no friends with actual mechanical expertise, and when you have no yourself with actual mechanical expertise, you tend to only know what you can fix, and you tend to have to rely on the other people to do it from that point. So after a while, things build up with said vehicles. Like... the module that went bad, the electric assist module that went bad.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, well, it's unfixable by any of the mechanics in my area. I went to my two major mechanics that I go to, and both of them said, it's nothing we can touch. You have to take it to your dealership. So I took it in for a $60 examination and a quote. Mm-hmm. And the quote starts at $1,500.
Yep.
For that module.
Starts.
Yeah.
Starts. And I said, oh, well, you know, power steering really ain't that big a deal. I guess I just don't have that anymore. So then both the fucking left and right tire rod goes bad. Replaced both of it. Rebuilt the whole fucking front. And replaced the two front tires after just replacing all four fucking tires.
Mm-hmm.
So that was more. So I replaced all four tires. Power steering went out. Replaced the two front tires. Rebuilt those two axes. Did a brake job. Then got another fucking warning light. And this time, I'd made a decision. I'm driving home. And the fucking engine light comes on. Boo! And I was like, motherfucker.
You love it, Bill.
I feel nothing wrong with the truck. Literally nothing. It doesn't stutter, it doesn't pop, it doesn't make sounds, nothing. I drive home and I get home and I'm sitting there like, it's got to be something though, even if it's a fucking sensor.
Oh.
Well,
do you not have the face cam on?
No. Okay. It was one of my sensors. One of my sensors that went bad was the one that tells me if there's air pressure in my tires. Wonderful. So that one goes bad, and I'm like, I'm not replacing it because they quoted me $60 to replace that sensor. I'll just keep my eye on my tires. So now I've got this new engine problem, and I'm like, motherfucker, what is it? So I got the looking. I got a guy at work who he has this fucking very expensive scanner and everything, and he does a bunch of that work on the side, and he plugs in, and he looks at it, and he says, okay, I'm getting like four warnings. One of them is a stabilization warning, and I was like, I just fucking did that! And then he's like, the other one that I'm getting, he's like, it's got something to do with your vacuum. He's like, that's the reason why, because after that light came on, the last two times I filled the truck up, I would fill it up with gas, turn it on, it would die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens.
The vacuum's bad. Yeah. So I'm like, fucking wonderful. So one problem after another, this new light comes on, and it's talking about stabilization, and I'm like, no, I just fucking fixed that. And it just cost me literally $2,000 to fix it. The truck isn't worth that goddamn much. So I call my here bank, and I'm like, how much money is left on this fucking truck? And they're like, oh, like $600. I was like, no. Nothing.
You're like, fuck that.
Nothing's left on the truck then. It's fucking $600 away from being fucking paid off and trading the motherfucker in. Well, I may have made the best decision ever at just the right time, because I took that motherfucker down to the dealer, okay? They look at everything, they set everything up, they tell me that this truck is going to trade for a whopping $300.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
I'm not mad about that, because the actual trade-in value of the truck is about $3,000. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also know the other problems that are with the truck that are going to cost a little over $3,000 to fix by their quotes. Okay? So now I'm like, fuck me. Okay? I take it there. I look at some shit. And since I brought my grandma and my mom into town, moved them up here, I've been going through an extraordinary amount of gas.
Yep.
Like filling up like twice a week. So I need to go back to a car. In all honesty, I need to go back to a car. I don't haul enough shit in the SUV to make it that practical anyway.
Right.
Then I test drove two cars. Fuck cars.
Too low to the ground.
Fuck cars. I can't do it anymore. I've been in an SUV since 2002.
Yep. Bill can't drive a car.
I can't drive a car anymore.
You can ride in a car.
Yeah.
But
and
you can't
even that's uncomfortable for me, because I feel like I fell on the ground to get in.
and it's like trying to flip your legs up and out to get out of the car.
Yep.
There was one car I tried to drive.
Well, there was one stint between 2002 and now that you had a car because it had stupid heat. You forget about that car?
No, that was before. That was before SUV.
I was in this group.
I know.
I didn't know you.
But that SUV was a 2002.
That black one?
So, while I was driving that SUV, I had that Escort at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That Escort sucked.
And that Escort was amazing.
Escort sucked. My Escort was the fucking bomb, and it killed the shit out of a deer and still ran.
My Escort had a death to you button. Whenever somebody was smoking, I would push it.
Yep. That's why we stopped smoking in Bill's car.
Yeah.
That car was broken. I remember in the winter I would drive with the windows down and people would look at me. I'd be like, it's fucking hot. You shut the fuck up and let me drive my car in the snow, goddammit.
I remember
that fucking car.
Negative 12 degrees outside. We got the window, all
snow
four windows
in the car.
Down.
Yeah. Oh, I don't give a fuck.
No. Rain blew into the car,
that
Shane. Blew into the car.
I remember when it would rain or snow and I had to put the windows up, I felt like I was fucking dying. Like fucking straight up dying. But,
we never froze to death.
That's for damn sure.
What you're saying
so
is,
look,
you...
I test drove two cars. I can't do it. But I found a car...
Quote.
Which meets all the criteria that I needed to still be able to go to a car and be able to drive it. Because it's got a lot of clearance and everything, so I can actually drive
like
in it.
It's more like a crossover type of
thing. Yes, it's very much, it's a crossover. And it's just good enough to give me everything that I've been used to for the last over a decade.
It's a car with a lift kit.
It sure as fuck is.
Yeah.
It's not that gray thing down there, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay.
So...
Dude, I figured that out the second we pulled up. I pulled up, I'm like, where's Bill's? Oh, right, story times today. He got a new vehicle. Okay.
Now.
Oh, I haven't even got to see it.
As I finished all the paperwork.
He was
right?
gone when I got here.
Or rather, I was just about done with all the paperwork. We go outside to switch my stuff, which is currently in the truck, over to my new car. Well, I got that toolbox in the back. You know that. Okay. My jumper cables. Uh-huh. So we open the door. Whoop! I take my toolbox. I take my jumper cables. I take my five hangers, which I don't know what the fuck that was about. There were five hangers in the back of the truck.
I think that was from moving somebody.
Yeah,
no clue.
From moving
so I pick all those up. I put them into the new thing. Ka-doo! Brow! I shut that door. Do! That guy shuts the door on the SUV. Bow! The back window falls off.
Yes! Yes! Please tell me you said no takesy backseat.
And the guy, he like jumped back and he was like, oh my God. He was like, was that broken already? And I looked at him and I said,
no.
It looks like it just broke. So, I got out of that motherfucker with literally one door closed left.
That is fucking astoundingly awesome.
Nice.
That's Bill's
motto. Bill's motto is drive the damn thing till it's dead.
You remember how long I drove that black one?
I remember that black one. We were in the parking lot at work. He's like, dude, get in the car. And I get in the car. He's like, you hear that? We drove around. I'm like, yeah, I hear that. It sounds like your fucking tire's about to fall off. Here's what you need to do. Tomorrow, you need to go somewhere and get a new one.
I was like,
fuck this one.
And I remember telling him, I was like, I could just, like, fix that, whatever it is. He's like, get a fucking new one. Like, it was bad. Yeah. When I was driving, it was like this really awful grinding, like, rattle noise that was in the tire. Like, it was really fucking bad. But that...
You know,
is
Bill,
a fucking icebreaker thing for
with
us.
How shitty,
story time done.
With how shitty my night has gone
round
and my morning
room.
Has gone, I needed that.
Almost. We're
so
almost
thank
there.
You for saving that and not telling us earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
I needed that laugh.
Dude, watching that back window fall off was one of the greatest fucking... I've never got to fuck a dealer. Like, he was like...
It's the other way around.
Yeah, he was like, all right, we bought this shitty car. We gave you $300. Shut the back. Do. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, baby.
Well, welcome to... well, now you can be the second person in this group to fuck a dealer over, because I fucked one over. When
really?
I traded in my Monte Carlo, the damn thing barely started. So when they test drove, I'm like, dude, you got like a 10% chance that car's going to start when they go to test
drive.
And
it worked great.
It worked one turn is all I needed. They drove it around. I was like, okay. I'm like, oh, that thing needs a new starter and all this shit. Fuck you. I ain't telling you shit.
They didn't know that about the truck either, but the truck, I think, was on the verge of needing a new starter because you would have to turn the key. Nothing would happen. You would hold it for a second. Then everything would come on.
Does this one have
start.
A key or is this a push?
This is one of those fucking flip key things.
Oh, okay. Actually, I can't remember which one of my cars I had, but one of my cars had something like that where literally it was so fucking jank that as I was starting turning the key in the ignition, I had to try to roll down the window at the same time until the dome light and right as it would almost go out, all of a sudden, the whole thing, like, the lights would come back, the window would start to roll down, and it would start up, and it's a grounding issue. One of the ground wires busted.
Yep.
And because the ground wire busted, you basically had to get it almost to death before it would actually ignite, and then the alternator would kick in, and the drive home would fix
it. One last spark of life to hit the ground, so that way you'd be like, oh, shit!
Right, because I had to explain it to my father two or three different times, who is a mechanic, and finally, after literally... showing up at his place one day and going to do it. And I was like, look, nothing, nothing, nothing. Now watch. I said, hold down that window button. He's like, why? I said, hold down that window button. He said, fine. He holds down the window and I start it up and the dome light starts to go and then all of a sudden it clicks. Because he was like, what the fuck? He's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, just wait. And then it kicks over and he was like, oh, that's fucking weird. Okay. All right. Let me take a look at that.
That's a sassy car.
So here we go. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Are you sure? Because it sounded like you were the fucking Hamburglar. Right. Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Nick the Lone Pallet Guy. It's a fucking... go to the shit!
Yo. All right. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. We are on The Hulk today. We are talking 1977 to 1990. Hell of a motherfucking run, first off. So before we even fucking talk about this, there's a reason Lou Ferrigno gets to be iconic, because that is a fucking ridiculous run.
Right. And as many cameos as he wants in Hulk movies.
A 13-year run. Most fucking shows don't even go that long anymore.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, there's Lou. That's Mr. Ferrigno. His makeup was something.
Right.
This is an interesting comparison shot, though, actually, because this is the guy that they got to play. Do you remember his name?
Mm-hmm. Bill Bixby.
Thank you. Yes, he was the guy that played. Now, they changed his name.
David
he wasn't
Banner.
Bruce. He was David Banner.
David Bruce Banner.
Yes, okay. And then there's, of course, Lou. And I remember he would, go around the side of a car or something, and then Lou would run up. So, that was their changing and shit.
Forgot how huge his fucking nose is.
That's the only thing you notice? Because I've seen that man in person.
Oh, he's
a mountain.
Oh, my God, he is. He's a mountain.
I forgot how big his nose was, though.
Yeah,
he was a mountain when we met him, and he was done.
And he's, in his fucking, almost 70.
Yeah.
And he still looks like
he could
be in a Mr. Universe fucking contest.
Jason David Frank had the booth next to him, and he made Jason David Frank look like a child.
And Jason David Frank isn't a small guy.
Right.
So it was funny.
So yeah, he's misleading. If you haven't met him in person, man, he's a fucking mountain. In fact, that was part of the reason he was chosen But I remember interviews with him that in one of the first fucking episodes, he's supposed to flip a car, and he was supposed to do nothing physical at all. He was just supposed to flip the car. So he was supposed to reach down, act like he was lifting it, this little mechanism thing would shoot out, and it would fucking flip the car over. Well, as he started to lift it, the mechanism fucked up, went down and got stuck, and so he was just like, fuck it. And just fucking manned that car upside down. That's actually him. So the shot looks fucking crazy. It's kind of in the rain and his veins are poking out and shit. That's because he actually took that old 1970s motherfucking metal boat car.
And they kept that throughout
that motherfucker.
The whole series opening.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real thing. He actually did it because the mechanism fucked up, and he's like, I don't give a fuck. I flipped this motherfucker myself.
I'd be pissed off if they didn't keep it in there. I'm like, dude, that's his feat of strength. You better keep that in this fucking show.
And Hulk had occasional change of color pants.
Yeah, it was always just pants, of course. Yeah, right. Or he'd have, like, ripped shirt or something like that. He was fucking ridiculously big, man. Oh. There's a very specific reason they chose him, and to be fair, he did win Mr. Universe, right?
I think
he won the Mr. Universe competition, I believe.
I thought a few times he did, but that was like long ago though.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's why he was chosen. If I remember right, he won that competition. He was pretty much one of the greatest acclaimed bodybuilders of his age, the best bodybuilder of his age since he won Mr. Universe.
It was around the time
Schwarzenegger
that,
did too.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger. I know he did. It might have been around the time Schwarzenegger was doing it too. So
Schwarzenegger was doing it in the 70s.
Okay, for bodybuilding professional career, his pro debut, he got the NABBA Mr. Universe in 1972.
The NABBA?
His best win was the IFBB Mr. Universe in 1973 and 74 for getting both consecutively. Nice. And then he retired in 95 from actual bodybuilding.
Yeah. So he's fucking ridiculous. He looks the part for as much as a human male can look the part. Because he's actually small for the Hulk.
Actually, he's the smallest Hulk.
He's the smallest Hulk?
Well, because now it's all CGI.
Right. Oh, look at this boxer.
Yes, you're going to do some real good there.
This heavyweight boxer's like, I'll fuck you up. And he's looking over like, are you fucking serious right now? I will backhand your ass out of this ring like Rocky.
Hulk smash.
Oh, bunny.
Even the Hulk has a sensitive side.
Okay, all right.
And this is when the Hulk returned in his TV movie.
I do remember these contacts.
Yeah.
It's just a little thing, but they had to make him inhuman somehow, so they gave him these crazy contacts.
For when he got mad and stuff.
Would break you in half.
That's what I mean. It's very simple. They painted him green. I mean,
the trial of the Incredible Hulk. The death. And yes, they killed the Hulk and Banner.
Okay, so
at the end?
Yeah.
I've only seen a little bit of it.
Yeah, the TV movie.
It's a long series,
and
it's not. It's nowhere near today's quality performance.
But 70s, 80s.
It is interesting. I'll tell you this. It's fun to watch, to see the Hulk do strong things, because oftentimes it was actually him doing strong things. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it really doesn't hold up too well, personally.
Killing him off, that's a bold move.
And killing him from falling from a helicopter.
Yeah, because we all saw in Edward Norton's movie, when he fall out of a helicopter, you just hit the ground and come out of the fucking hole like, now I'm pissed.
But that would also make me wonder if that entire thing built around the helicopter was for tribute.
It might have been a tribute.
Right.
It might have been a tribute, but this time instead of killing him,
right,
it just pissed him off and he came out of the hole.
Right.
Banner didn't turn. Banner fucking hit the ground.
And died
then,
like a bitch.
Then turned. While he was in the hole.
Which, so far in the continuity that we've been given, Banner has died twice in our Hulk.
Yeah, in the MCU.
Because once he fell out of a helicopter, hit the pavement, should have been dead. The green guy decided he's not about that.
Yeah, and
the next time he committed suicide, shot himself in the face.
And he spit the bullet out.
And the green guy decided, we're not about that.
And he spit the bullet out.
He said, Banner can't
kill himself.
Well, to be fair, that's because that's how it is in the comic books. Yeah. Like, they even showed it, like, the old man Logan thing. We kind of can't get as extreme in the movies as they did in the books, but to be fair, eventually... Yeah. Yeah, Banner does fucking die, and the green guy just goes, I got a body. Fuck it.
It's two people.
And he stays.
It's two people sharing
right,
a body.
He lives as an immortal, essentially.
I remember reading an issue of the Hulk. I forgot which Hulk comic it was, but Banner got sniped and didn't change until Banner was dead.
Yeah.
So in which case.
Yeah, sometimes Banner has to die to bring out the Hulk.
So in which case, if Hulk change back, you're
no
dead.
No, because it's happened before where Banner has very specifically died. He turns into the Hulk, and then something about the radiation when he changes back,
they healed him.
He's just Banner again.
Right.
Well, I assume at this point of the comic that I read, if he changed back, he probably would be dead.
I think they try to make it look like that, but since we've already been through this comic book problem, they don't kill heroes. I mean, even when they do, they don't, you know?
Right, because that's the reason why Wolverine was even invented in the comics.
Because they realized
that they'd fucked themselves because they wrote it into the storyline that the radiation basically gives him a, like, supernatural healing factor. Well, we need somebody with a supernatural healing factor and weapons that can actually cut into the Hulk and fuck him up. Here's this guy named Wolverine. He's going to go and kill the fucking Hulk. He's here for like two issues.
Then he goes away. He just fucks off.
We got nothing better to do. Let's turn him into an X-Men. People kind of liked it.
He was kind of saved by Ed Wein, in all honesty, because he created him and he liked him, but then they had no real purpose for him. They just kind of put him through two comics and moved on, and then Ed Wein wrote Giant X-Men, and when he did that Giant X-Men issue, he was like, I need a team. Fuck, nobody's using this guy. Bink!
Yep.
Well, Captain America beat the Hulk, too. And he didn't have no fancy adamantium. He beat him in a fist fight.
Beat him in a fist fight with a vibranium shield.
Well, I know America beat him. I'm actually trying to think, yes, Parker beat
Parker's,
him.
Parker said numerous times he can.
He's claimed that he can, but in the books thus far, I don't believe he's ever physically taken down the Hulk.
He's gotten worn out from fighting the Hulk, so...
Right.
Well, Spider-Man's... augmented like a
suit. And they love to make it look like I've seen where Colossus fights him, loses.
Right.
Surprisingly, one of the people that has taken down the Hulk in one ridiculous, severe, unbelievable fucking punch was Ben Grimm.
That's because
the thing is
super powerful.
Ben Grimm hauled off and fucking did this giant leaping, falling Superman fuck your face punch. Hit the fucking Hulk right in the face. Full 100% nose crunching punch. The thing's hand exploded.
Yep.
And the Hulk was knocked unconscious.
Well, that means that victory, I mean, it took you a hand, but that victory goes to the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll get a new hand. I'm made of rocks. I wonder if I could just...
It's kind of what they did, is they kind of fused graphite back to him.
Yeah, because he's a rock, so he should be fine. But, dude, knocking out the Hulk is not... Only a few people in the MCU can even say they've done it.
Right.
So, how are you going to rate this green guy? Because he's a green guy.
Well, we have to go with costumes.
Okay.
He's wearing brown shorts.
And booties.
Okay, first off, I've been looking at that for a while, thinking, does he have?
That they didn't want him running around barefoot, step on glass or some shit where they were, and they'd fucking lose their actor. I get it, but it looks so fucking tacky that he has little green, little fucking brown booties.
But to be fair, this is also on OG television, where they figured most people aren't paying attention to his feet.
I don't think they film his feet very often.
No.
I think this is a fairly rare
shot.
They
do when he's very far away from the camera.
And sometimes if he's laying down or he's just in the grass, you'll see that he is barefoot. But
when he's on concrete.
He has right. his little saying, fucking sad booties.
I'm just saying, like, if he misplaces his booties and he turns, he's like, Puny Banner, where are Hulk's booties?
I'll give him a 3.8.
And no, it was only just it was just last year. It was just last year in the Fantastic Four comic book that Ben Grimm knocked out the Incredible
Three.
Hulk. In fact, he knocked out that new Hulk because this is, like I said, last year when they started all the new runnings, he knocked out the Immortal Hulk. Bam! Hand explode, Hulk fall down.
Hulk go okay. nap.
And now Hulk doesn't like
See,
losing.
You kind of got me there for a second because you were like, the new Hulk. I'm like, fucking which one? Did he get
yes.
Amadeus?
No,
did he,
it wasn't
did
Cho.
Did he get fucking... Okay,
Amadeus,
so I'm like,
Amadeus.
I mean, at least the Hulk doesn't like Hulk losing. Adeus. He doesn't like it. Because
the
all...
Hulk was pissed off enough to have lost that fight to Ben Grimm that he went and visited the Clay Master personally and broke his hands so that Hulk could never be controlled again ever. See, Hulk was controlled by the Puppet Master, the Clay Master guy, and they had a huge fucking fight, and because he was being controlled, the Hulk had no power other than beat up Ben Grimm, and he was cracking pieces of Ben Grimm's face off, and Ben Grimm was like, I'm sorry, but since you can't stop yourself,
I'll stop.
I'm going to stop you. It's
well,
gonna...
Grimm's one of those few guys that really can.
Give your score.
3. Your phaser's out of batteries.
Shit. Damn you, 1960s, fuck
okay.
you technology.
So I've got a 3.5 for me because, to be fair, he's a dude, and the most
yes.
that's costume is the booties,
but
and the fact that they fucking put, like, caterpillars over his eyebrows and gave him
a
shitty wig.
Here's the thing.
Really did.
This
and
is the
and
this
nose piece.
This
right,
is the
and
original.
Nose piece, yeah.
This is the original live action Hulk. This
right.
is OG.
So I'm at a 3.5.
He has
a 3.8 and 2.3.
A 3, I think, is a good score for him.
Yes, because this is the first.
So who am I missing?
Yeah, I'll also go 3 because
okay.
he is just very much a dude. I'm laughing at his little booties.
Right.
But
don't take
I
Hulk's
will
booties.
Say this. Every other person that has had to play the Hulk so far just had to, like,
be Bruce
sit
Banner.
Down.
No, because it's all CGI.
It's all CG. And
yep.
the most they had to do was maybe some kind of motion capture.
A little bit.
And then they were just overly expanded.
Yeah, so, like,
this dude had to physically and realistically expand.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he had to be that fucking big. That's an extraordinary amount of work. They couldn't have had anybody else pull this
and CGI
off.
CGI was
exactly.
that's why
I
thing.
Gave him a 3.8.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I gave him the higher score as well. So he is a 3.26 overall. We can move on.
And yeah, like this guy here in the chat, he's like, it's a 4. He is literally. He is
as
literally.
Point on as humanely
yeah,
possible.
As humanly. It literally can't be done in either way. So now we go to 2003 Hulk.
This is the one that Shane loves.
Fuck yes.
And then the one after this is Ed Norton, right?
Yep.
Yes.
This is, I don't remember which dude.
Eric
this
Bana.
Was.
Yep, Bana.
Eric Bana. Mm-hmm. He also played Nero in Star
See,
Trek.
See, yep. I don't like the way this Hulk looks.
I don't like the way this movie looks.
His face is too...
I don't mind the shape of the Hulk.
Like, the shape of the Hulk's fine, but his face is
Now,
off.
This Hulk, if I...
And not like the good movie.
Nom, nom.
I say face
also,
off because his head looks
also,
goofy and
this
that
Hulk,
happens.
This right. is this Hulk, I think, is the biggest Hulk.
Yeah, wasn't this one supposed to always get bigger with...
Dude, this one is enormous. Like, we're not talking... Okay, we've seen what the Hulk looks like in the MCU. He's a big dude.
Right.
This guy...
Hulk puppy!
This guy can't go into a house.
Right.
Because he's too fucking big.
Right.
Yes, I got
his
a Hulk
face
puppy.
This is so good. Hey!
That's not cool. Now, mind you, this was the first attempt at the CGI Hulk, right?
Right.
Yes.
This guy gets
it.
A 2.
Oh, I hate this Hulk. I hate this movie. I hate
Actually,
acting.
No, I lied. He gets a 1.5.
And if it wasn't for Eric Bana's portrayal as Nero in Star Trek, I'd hate him too. But he redeemed himself with that role, in my eyes.
You're a Nero.
I know it's CG.
Yeah.
So it is a cartoon. But it looks like a cartoon.
And he went from brown shorts to purple.
It does
become the iconic color that he wears.
But
this
look
Hulk,
at the face.
There's definitely parts about this Hulk I'm not keen on.
Oh,
this
like Hulk. The entirety of the head.
This Hulk gets a zero for me. I don't like this Hulk at all.
On the list. Got it.
I hate this Hulk. I hate this movie.
I used to love
the only scene
like,
you like is mutant puppies.
No. That's one reason I hate this movie.
Right? No, I used to love fucking with people and Shane
fighting
was one
a
of
mutated
the big people.
Fighting a mutated
that would
you.
Argue with me about it.
No offense, it's not really entertaining. Okay,
yeah. You're that Lexi. You can't fight the Hulk.
No, because you're not mutated, and if you were, you would still die, like those dogs did in the movie.
Either way,
he fucking killed them.
Right. But no, I used to love fucking with people about this movie because they'd be like, fucking the Hulk does this and the Hulk does that and there's something like this. And then not any of the powers and blah, blah, blah. Like one of them is near the end when he's in the desert and he's running all super fast. People are like, the Hulk doesn't have super speed. I'm like, they're not showing him with super speed. He has super strength, which is boosted to his legs so he can push himself fast enough where he can move at like 30 miles an hour. Like, that's not really super speed. It just looks like it because he's in the desert.
Is, he doesn't
people
need
like,
super speed.
Don't fucking matter. He's got super speed. It's fucking stupid. And I'm like, then you clearly are not paying attention.
And first off, when is 30 objective. Miles an hour super speed?
Exactly. But the way that they made it look in the movie, it looks like he's fucking Quicksilver
what about,
because his legs move really fast.
What about in Civil War when fucking Black Panther jumps on that road and starts running and
that's
Cap
different.
Is after him? Because Bucky's running, then Panther's running, and then Cap is running, and they're all running really, really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
That man gave me that
definitely
awesome.
Not fucking wrong.
Mutated Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So
that guy gets a one.
Those guys a zero on my
list. So for me, because I can watch the movie and be objective. Is it a shitty fucking superhero movie? Oh, fuck yes. But if I
Electra.
Forget about the fact that it's a fucking superhero movie, it's an okay movie. So I could kind of watch it. But with this, I mean, I knew what the fuck I was getting into. I saw the promo images. I knew the fuck they weren't going to get a goddamn, like, actual person to be it. It was going to be CG shit. And remember, we grew up with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie. With the CG Megazord.
Hey. That
and Megazord we had a spawn
cool.
And we had a spawn movie where Malbolgia looked like somebody shit on the screen. I'm
and
used
it was
to bad
still
CG.
Preferred.
So for this I'm at like a 2.4. Like they could have done way the fuck better. But the fact that they were even able to add like scorch marks and shit like that and I mean it's not terrible. It's not the greatest, but it's not terrible. We have seen way the fuck worse.
I'm going to put myself down here at a 1.6, and here's why.
He had to one-up me.
We weren't ready.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't think that this design is bad. I think that if we'd have been, I think that maybe, had we waited longer, had we waited another 4 years before doing this movie, we may have been able to pull it off. In all honesty, because CGI... It's crazy what they can do in even a year's time getting better and better with CGI. And had they been able to bond some kind of practical effect
now,
on top of it...
It's amazing you say that. Because 5 years after this movie, we get Edward Norton's Hulk.
And if I remember right, it looks...
He looks a lot better.
Spectacularly.
He looks more Hulk.
He looks more Hulk. But that Hulk is also not as wide as this Hulk.
Yep.
He is big, but he's leaner.
Yeah, I just don't think we were there yet. And I think we overcompensated and made him like a cartoon.
In the MCU, we went back to the bulky Hulk. Not as... But remember... The MCU Hulk, Mark Ruffalo's Hulk, is Edward Norton's Hulk. Because he mentions breaking Harlem the last time he was in New York. That's when he fought Abomination.
Right.
That's right.
So,
you know what that means?
I already know what that
means. It means that mutant poodles are canon to the MCU?
Yep.
That's that movie. I'm talking about the other Hulk movie.
Canon?
Yes, it's canon because then when we get to Norton's...
Fodder?
Well, yes, canon fodder. But yes, because when we get to Norton's, they basically talk about how he's escaped from the San Francisco situation, and he's hiding out down in Mexico.
That's so good.
Which means all of it is connected, including fucking puppies.
It's So what's this one?
That one got a 1.3, which, off, to be fair, was expected.
First off, I don't. I choose what I want to know, and I choose what I. And that movie, I don't give a fuck what tiny, insignificant tie-in it has. It ain't my whole. Look, it ain't my MCU movie.
Look, I don't care what kind of tie-ins you refuse, right, or don't refuse. You still cannot get rid of the fact that the third Blade movie exists, is canon to the MCU until they fix it with the new Blade movie coming out. But it's still canon to the fucking MCU, and it's fucking hot garbage.
Ryan Reynolds is in that movie.
Yep.
And he's also Deadpool.
Yes, because multiverse theory.
Awesome. And even Ryan Reynolds could not save that third third Blade movie.
I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds can. Okay, listen.
Him and Pat
going
fine.
Back
and forth. Yeah,
he's more than
a good job.
No, I'm saying he's more than fine, but there's plenty he can't save. That true. Was not the only time that he was part of a movie that fucking sucked
okay,
a dick.
Yeah.
And he was not the best part of the movie that sucked a
first
dick.
Off, we're talking Marvel. You can leave DC alone right now. We'll talk DC later. We're talking Marvel.
To be fair, DC has a track record of making really, really, really shitty fucking superhero movies. Anything past, like, what, 95, 96, something like that?
Let's move on to the 2008.
We'll find out if the Flash movie is going to be good, because Supergirl's going to be in it.
See?
Oh, yeah.
I love when this guy was dumb enough to stand
hey,
that close
hey,
to the Hulk and
me,
say,
hit me,
no, he
something.
Didn't. No, he didn't. He said, is that all you got? And then Hulk booted him like a fucking football.
If you remember, before this scene, poof, he got those injections to make him an augmented human.
Yep.
And if you watch him fighting,
if you're watching close, he's basically Captain America.
Yes. Yeah. And because he
didn't
has the agility
that foot
to
kick break almost every bone in his
yes.
body.
He lived.
He lived.
He lived
barely.
And healed through it.
He barely lived through it. The initial kick knocked him out.
Yep.
When he hit that fucking tree, he was done. Fight was over. But next time you see him he's all fucking basic from
wires
head to toe.
And, yeah.
And then the fucking general, the next time the general goes to see him, he's sitting up there like,
and
when do
okay.
I get another crack at him?
Yep.
He's Captain America. They basically,
yep.
they tried so hard to bring it, but the formula is like
yeah.
broken.
The formula's
and
unstable
it
as shit.
It yeah. fucked his mm. mind up. Because that guy's not a bad guy.
He was
he's
not
a mercenary.
Bad.
He lives a certain kind of life. But he very much said, I would love to have the kind of power that matches my
I
mind.
Want,
I
want my.
They,
if I
they,
want the mind I have now with like a 20-something-year-old body.
Well, they yeah. basically they took like four different villains and fused them together. Like the one from Jessica Jones, the cop guy who gets hooked on the pills and becomes psychotic. He actually is like a not really a big time villain, but he's like a C-lister.
So what you're saying is,
and they kind of
crazy pills,
pretty much. But they basically took that guy, turned him into this, and then augmented it so that way then he was almost like a Taskmaster, since Taskmaster originally started out as like a failed super soldier serum thing, and then turned him into Abomination thereafter. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, you guys are at least covering several villains that you'll never have to worry about
how
again.
How many fucking villains
okay.
and people were made from a failed super soldier serum in the Marvel Universe?
Yeah. Quite a few. It's just like every time that they try to fuck with mutagenics and you end up getting like some psycho crazy
okay, well,
mutant.
It's been a couple days since I've seen this movie.
Right.
A couple days compounded by 365 days times, I don't know, fucking seven. So, I'm sorry, he's British Special Forces.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Not a mercenary.
Well, yeah, he's Special
the
Forces,
way,
but
the way he presents himself, he's a mercenary.
Right.
He very much is up for grabs. You could tell by the way that he presents himself and offers himself
he is a life,
to this experimental program.
He's a lifelong
gets,
military
yeah.
man who yeah. now knows a lot more about everything,
yeah.
but he's getting older now. His body's not as, he's not as fast. His reactions is slower. He wishes he had a younger body with mm-hmm. with the knowledge he has now, because then he'd be unstoppable.
Right.
That's why he decided
that's,
to go through it
until
only
the whole,
well, only this. But this serum also seemed to heighten his aggression, paranoia,
yes.
and
right.
things of that nature too. So it didn't do him the favor he was looking for. If he'd have got the Captain America serum, he very well may have remained a decent person. Because as far as I noticed, they weren't playing him out to be a shithead.
No.
It was after his injection that he became a shithead.
And then, right. And then the next one he takes turns him into the Abomination.
Right.
Yeah.
Where now he's a full-on D-bag.
Right. Because that's kind of the thing that most people get into, like, when it's like, hey, would you want to be immortal? And at first you're like, wait, so I could, like, be in my 20s until, like, forever, but...
Until the fucking become like blows the, up?
Yeah, and become, like, the smartest person ever? Yeah, sure, I'll do that. Until they realize that, like, age 3,000, and they've seen so many people come and go, it's like, man, can't form actual relationships and bonds because it's not worth it. Fuck it! Somebody get this away from me! Yeah.
I don't like the idea of dying, but I'm afraid of immortality for one reason. There's something that nobody ever seems to talk about when it comes to immortality. Like, I never hear anybody really mention it.
Get your head cut off and be stuck as a head.
No, that's not even the part that scares me. No.
What, the everyone dying around you?
No, that doesn't scare me the way... No, I want you to stop and think about something. What is the probability today of sometime in your lifetime getting stuck in a situation where there is literally no way out?
Oh.
Falling in a hole that you can never climb out of, that nobody knows that you're down there.
And you can't starve to death?
No. And right now, he can.
Oh, yeah.
The probability of that happening to you tonight when you leave here is astronomically low. But I want you to think about something. When you're immortal, you live forever. So the probability of you falling into a situation that you literally cannot escape is 100%. It hasn't happened yet.
But
it's
it
a
will.
Fucking guarantee that as you wander the earth, one day you're going to fall in a motherfucking cave, and for the next 30,000 years while humanity evolves, and we still haven't been able to search our own fucking planet, we're on fucking Mars looking at pictures, and we don't even know what the fuck is in that cave over there.
Right.
You can get stuck on this planet. And you're just fucking stuck.
Man,
they'll find
the
you.
Man,
they'll
we
find
don't...
you 50,000 years from now, a different race of man. That's like, what the fuck is this weird cave troll thing living in here?
You're like, lol, that's so random. How's everybody going? Do you guys still got the clickbaits? Wow, let's fucking do this shit. And they're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What year is this? Yeah. I can't die, and I've been in here for 30,000 years. Do you know what I've eaten?
Can you imagine,
that rock!
Can you imagine if you're testing out your fucking greatness of survive anything, you get in the wrong, you get into the wrong team, and somehow you end up in a, let's say you play the superhero game, you can't die, you're fucking Wolverine!
Mine is the poisonous claws
the mafia,
killing me.
The mafia gets tired of your shit and gives you them cement shoes. Bloop!
I'll suffocate, die. Come back, suffocate,
no, you won't.
Die.
You just
yeah.
No,
you just suffer
be.
Forever.
Yeah, it's
death is just... not a death is not a thing that you can reach. So since you can't die, immortality is not you die and come back. You can't reach the state of death. Something is keeping you from reaching that point. So you just get to drown until those cement blocks fade
corrode.
Away enough.
Yeah. They'll corrode eventually.
They either erode enough where you can make your ass's way back all the way up, or.
That's terrifying.
Some random dude is out fishing with his kid and pulls off a chunk of your ear, and then finally a diving team fucking comes to save your ass.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, kid. Pull. Pull, kid. I'm coming.
Are you kidding me? That fishing line's only got 20-pound test on it. You're fucked. That shit's going to break.
Keep water punching. I'm gonna break out of this eventually.
Water
fucking, could you imagine some kid and his dad fishing? Fucking pulls out a guy. Oh, thank God, I'm here. How long were you down there? Lost track of time. Watch wasn't waterproof.
Yeah,
this guy's much better. Much fucking better.
Oh yeah, this is a complete improvement for the Hulk. I actually like. I got like I said, with this Hulk being the same Hulk that's in the MCU, just a different actor. The Hulk got wider in the MCU. You notice that. He's not.
Yeah.
But this one is lean. Like,
I actually prefer this. I prefer this leaner, compacted, built on top of muscle on muscle. Like, you could see, like,
the
muscle
ripped
lines.
Ripped on ripped.
Yeah.
Right.
I prefer that over the bigger, wider
I don't like the
type of muscle.
Not to say that I hate the MCU Hulk. I don't.
Right.
I can't.
This one
this
shows
is the MCU Hulk.
All the fucking right. muscles and tendons.
But Ruffalo. He is, but he isn't.
He is,
yeah.
but he isn't. Uh-huh. Ruffalo's Hulk, I like him. I just think he's too big.
Right.
That's, but now, but when
that's because they kind of found like a middle ground. Like
but,
this one, it's more of like a Bruce Lee design where Lee would do that shit where he'd fucking like actually stretch out and puff up his fucking muscles, and you would see it be like muscle on muscle on muscle, and you'd be like, oh fuck.
Yeah, he is. He's like a an exaggerated to the ten times the exaggeration of Bruce Lee muscle.
Right.
He very much is exactly that. He's right. Because
every
what
Bruce
single
Lee would
muscle
look like
is
if he was
defined.
The right.
Every muscle is defined, but he's 10 times wider.
Oh, Scott?
Yeah.
Scott does look tired.
I always look tired.
I mean, his hair is everywhere. He's almost like he woke up. He's like, podcast time.
To be fair, that would be me if we were doing it at my place, but good fucking luck with that. I'd literally wake up and be like, hey, it's time for the podcast. Give me pants. I paid my rent, but I know they don't want to see that.
I'm willing to do 4.5. I think this may be the best design we've had of the Hulk in terms of just Hulk.
No, I agree to
that.
I'll
do a 4.3.
I'll do a 4.55.
I'll know more as we see the versions, but he may be my favorite design.
He is. He's my favorite design. He's the next one.
4.1.
Okay.
The next one is, I like the next one, but it's not going to get as high.
4.39. He's a winner so far.
He's going to win.
Well, yeah.
He's going to win.
2012 Avengers.
Damn it.
And now we go back to the bulky Hulk. And
the bulky Hulky.
Yeah, he's wide, big muscles,
yeah.
Which is fine. It's still ridiculously strong. He looks ridiculously strong, and the pants are a decent little addition. They look better in general than the last guy we were just looking at because they're pants, and they're very blatantly pants. The CGI is very good for what it is. I still, and maybe it's because of the.
Just
maybe it's because
pants.
Of my age, and I grew up with all,
I grew up with all
practical effects. Yeah. So, like, I know he's not there.
He's not there, but they made it look like he was there. Mm-hmm. Like, Tom Hiddleston looks like he is being fucking ragdolled by the Hulk.
And it's fucking amazing.
Puny God.
Puny God.
I have an army. We have a Hulk.
I love how when Loki was told that, the Hulk really made a difference. But when Loki got the chance to use that line against Thanos, he's over there and the Hulk's laying down unconscious. Like, oh, God, I didn't work this time. It worked when I tried to do it,
yeah.
But this time it don't work?
Well,
oh,
we
God
have
damn.
A... Oh.
Yeah, well, we have a... How long has he been unconscious?
Yeah.
I think
when
it's
did
time
you...
for me to do my Loki thing.
Makes me,
oh, yeah. Shit, I'm dead.
Makes me wonder... If Thanos didn't have the Power Stone, you know, the thing that makes you super fucking broken, I wonder if that fight would have went a little differently.
Yeah.
I know Thanos is...
You know the thing I wonder?
What?
You know the thing I wonder, and it pisses me off?
What?
It pisses me off in ways that nobody else seems to be as pissed off as me about.
What?
Fuck Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Fuck the idea that the Hulk can get laid out in fucking one punch by the power that is Thanos, only for me to turn around later on and know that in a one-on-one competition fight, Captain Marvel would win that fight because Captain Marvel, I guess? I don't fucking know why, but he had almost every motherfucking stone.
He had every stone.
Punched the bitch into orbit and she came back down like, I don't even have a bruise. Fuck on you.
Yeah,
went to go headbutt her.
I remember them talking about her.
At him.
Yeah.
I remember when they were bringing up, talking about her in the MCU, saying that now that Cap's gone, she's going to be the overpowered OG Avenger character.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Even as broken as Carol Danvers is,
nobody gives a fuck.
Scarlet Witch can still beat her.
That's true.
Scarlet Witch is
hex power.
Scarlet Witch is the strongest Avenger.
Bill's favorite superpower.
Okay.
Wait,
out of the two
on,
people
on,
that
on.
You hate, who
no,
do
no,
you
no,
like
hold
a little
on,
bit
hold
more?
On. Hold on, time out. So you're talking just Scarlet Witch.
Well, she is the most. They say she's.
I'm gonna bring up the fact of they've just introduced three new superheroes in WandaVision. And one of the biggest
ones...
I'm
on episode six. Don't,
that's fine. I'm just going to let you know ahead of time. They've shown you that there's three new superheroes in WandaVision to kind of prove the timeline that they're going for. And one of the new superheroes... Yeah, I'm pretty sure she could fucking take her hands down with nothing. Literally nothing.
You talking about that one woman?
Mm-hmm.
That one woman? That woman that I keep seeing online. I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. The only other fucking person.
I'm not dropping names because I'm not spoiling anything.
I know, I know who you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I know you know who I'm talking about. And yes, she could literally just kind of walk up and fucking flex and she would be fucked.
But here's the thing.
We don't need no Scarlet Witch.
If we're just talking about the team of Avengers.
Fair enough.
They say Scarlet Witch is the strongest Avenger because of her power. I mean, when you can wipe out mutant kind.
Technically speaking, yes, but that's only because in the latest episode that dropped last night, they're literally getting into the actual backstory of how she got her real fucking powers and shit.
And the actual potential.
Right, exactly.
And yet, still couldn't beat Batman.
Until one day when Bill held aloft his magic sword and sang.
No matter how
strong Thanos was or Captain Marvel was, a guy in a bat suit comes up. I've already won this fight.
So what's your question?
So who, out of the two people you despise, you don't like Captain Marvel, you don't like the Scarlet Witch, but out of those two that you can't stand, who do you like more out of those two? Who is your absolute?
If they
I
had
hate
a,
that.
If they had a fist
bit.
Fight, who would win?
No, Al not Gore. That. Who's your favorite out of the two? Al Gore.
Al.
Great, I just great random
choice.
Shit.
Great choice.
Right.
I already told you mine. My pick is Century. He beat the shit out of both of them.
I'm just saying.
The wouldn't team. Even realize it.
Hey, did we ever get a score?
He gets a four.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Four is fine. Four, Thor. Thor is fine, too.
Because I'm
doing,
still trying
we,
to... Oh, yeah, no.
I'll give
eventually,
this...
Yes.
I'll give this Hulk four.
Like, four costumes.
I'm assuming there's
yeah,
an endgame Hulk,
got
right,
quite
Scott?
A few of them.
I like this Hulk, but not as much as...
Yeah,
the
I'll
one.
Agree to a four.
The other one is my...
Four.
Is the, my favorite Hulk.
Actually,
okay,
yeah.
So
yeah, Shane,
the
answer from Bill is the Dolph.
It's true.
That's not fair. He's too broken.
You said four, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then, yeah, then we're all in agreement.
You know how,
four, we're
you
done.
Know how Dark, you know how Darkseid can't enter our universe, otherwise he'll destroy it? That's why he has, like, there's that body that he uses?
Yeah,
because his actual...
The Dolph.
His,
right.
Yeah, Dolph can't... What you see in those movies, that's not the real Dolph.
Age of Ultron.
Yep, 2015.
Not much has changed. Well, now he's being mind-controlled.
I'm sad.
Yeah, that's like sad Hulk.
He has some track pants.
Ah!
Yeah, it's no longer
they stretch.
Torn. Yeah, it's no longer just torn pants.
He has stretchy,
I don't know, the face has changed
stretchy,
a bit.
He has stretchy pants now. His face is a little more pouty. And
yeah, he's
he,
got serious jowls.
That's because
a very, and he has a very questionable and concerning girlfriend storyline thing going
3.6.
on.
3.6.
Hey, first off, she is telling him a lullaby. Second off, it's a
that
terrible
is not
lullaby.
The only thing that was
a
going
terrible
on.
Lullaby.
In
yeah, it's not the only thing that's going
because
on.
Because they continue to play off of that later in the movie, and
I know. They have a questionable love interest. I, for the life of me, I've never once when I picture Black Widow with anybody, I always picture her with like Cap or something. Never even occurred to
Cap,
me.
Cap does seem more sensible.
It well, makes more sense. I didn't think the giant green man.
That's because in the actual comics, she does. Date Cap for a while and then drops him to be with Daredevil because Daredevil
right.
will do what the fuck it takes
hell,
to get
to be
the
honest
job
with
done.
You, to be honest with you, Natasha has the most chemistry with Clint, but Clint's
yeah.
married.
Yeah,
they have that best
in
friend.
In terms of what I've seen in the MCU,
almost sibling.
Yes.
In
right.
terms of what I've seen in the MCU, she would make 3.6. She would make a lot of sense with that guy that's playing Daredevil. With that version of Daredevil
Charlie
that they
Fox?
Built,
God, yes, with Charlie.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Fox,
I
yes.
think that those two would work yeah. very well
I think
together.
I think he's going to be playing Daredevil. I think they're bringing.
He's supposed
yeah,
to be for the next Spider-Man.
To, yeah, now that Marvel's that all got the shit is done with Netflix.
Do we just copy the score and move on for this one?
No, because I give them a 3.
Yeah, because everybody's changed it. Like, they're giving 3.6s. I'm giving a 3.5. I'm presuming you're still the blue.
I do not on this one because now he's got weird jowls and
right.
shit.
Right, so this one downgraded. He's a 3.74.
Okay. I mean, he's Hulk, but
yeah,
he doesn't look
now that all the Netflix contracts are up, yeah, they're talking that at minimum Charlie's showing up.
Well, Marvel has...
Nobody knows about the others.
Marvel has... All those Netflix shows, Marvel has the rights back to all but two. They don't have 17? Iron Fist and Luke Cage yet.
I thought they got
Ragnarok.
A little bit.
The Ragnarok?
2 years. After the show ends, you have 2 years, and then you get the... Well, they should have them by now.
They have all the rights to all the Netflix
shows
now.
Yeah, that's why I was confused.
I'm wondering if they're
going to
do anything with Iron Fist.
So Planet Hulk, Hulk.
Planet Hulk, Hulk, for me, is a 4.8.
That's
there was only a couple of things that they could have done slightly differently.
4.5 for this Hulk. I like this Hulk.
And then he does go back to his normal torn pants.
Okay, so here's an actual costumed Hulk.
Yes!
What?
He's a friend from work!
I love when the Hulk busts out Loki's like, oh, damn it. That motherfucker sees me. He's going to beat my ass again.
Yeah. He's like, he's going to kill me.
Have you seen Ragnarok yet?
No, I'll do it someday.
It's good.
It's a great movie.
I don't hate the idea of it. Everything I've seen.
That's why the director is coming back.
The director's coming back to do Love and Thunder.
Okay.
Because he did such a great job with Ragnarok.
Right.
Honestly, the second Thor movie sucked.
It's the worst movie. Well, it's
the second Thor movie.
It is
the
second
worst
movie in the MCU. The first the Incredible Hulk movie.
The worst in the MCU.
Rotten Tomato-wise.
You know... If I'm not mistaken, there's this Hulk movie.
You want that?
And it's roughly referenced, but it is a part of the MCU.
See, some people really hated Ragnarok, but that was...
So you just said, you just said to me that the second Thor movie is worse than Mutant Poodles.
Yeah, it's true.
It's very true.
You just said that.
If you don't stop referencing that movie, that mic. see this mic? I'm going to give you a colonoscopy with it.
That's kind of going to be hard because part of the. Never mind.
I'll make it work.
Oodles and oodles of boodles?
Right. I'd rather watch Elektra.
Mutant ones.
I'd rather watch Elektra 100 times than watch that fucking shitty Hulk movie. And Elektra is garbage.
That's a question. If you watched both of them back to back, which one is actually worse? That awful Elektra movie?
Shane.
Or that
it's
Hulk
Christmas
movie?
Morning.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm just venting. That Elektra movie's worse.
It's so fucking bad.
So bad.
So bad.
There are few movies I have been thankful to never see, and that is one of them.
The Hulk movie is worse than Fanforstic, and I'm only going to tell you why. Fanforstic is shit.
It is.
Doom Guy. Save the movie.
You can make fun of Doom Guy the whole movie, and it makes the movie fun to watch.
I still haven't seen Fanforstic.
Neither have I.
Just watch the end when Doom Guy shows up.
First off, the director's cut, the actual cut of the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie, is not bad.
Right, because me and Chris actually had that discussion on Thursday. We were talking about it because when I grew up, I actually only had the director's cut of Daredevil. And when I went to go hang out with Bill and the guys one night, we were like, hey, let's watch Daredevil. And they're like, I don't know. And we fucking, like, they put in their version. I'm like, why is this scene missing? Why isn't this here? Wait, what the fuck? What happened? And they're like, what? And I went home and realized, oh, fuck, I have the director's cut. They had the theatrical.
They cut nearly 30 minutes of that fucking movie.
And that 30 minutes meant something.
Yeah.
Just like Batman v. Superman.
Just like Batman v. Superman. What they cut was important.
It was important.
Now, I didn't say that it made it any kind of masterpiece.
When I bought Batman v. Superman, I asked Bill, because I was like, why are there, like, three different fucking versions of this? And Bill was like, get this one.
Listen.
Yep.
You want to watch?
You're going to watch it. You want to get the one that was intended.
You
want to
watch anything Daredevil that's close to a masterpiece? Go to your Netflix, find Daredevil, and watch the three seasons.
Yeah,
closest thing to a masterpiece. I love the third season.
Well,
was so good.
Good luck finding that now.
Technically, I'm going to tell you the
Is
four.
Is it still
seasons.
On Netflix?
I don't know.
I assume everything's taken off there.
No, last I knew, even though they lost the rights, it's still fucking there.
So, because
they don't need
on
the
him?
Fucking rights to actually fucking show it.
4.1.
Goddamn, hold on. Okay.
No, you're fine.
4.1. Okay. So I have a 4.8 for me, a 4.5, a 4, and a 4.1. Who am I missing?
I think Bill.
Gladiator Hulk, Bill.
4.5. He's pretty sweet.
4.5 divide by 5.
My favorite part.
4.3.
When Bruce comes back, he's like, yeah, and him and Thor are talking, like, yeah, we had a fight. I won. And you can see Bruce's face, like, oh, that don't make any sense.
Ripped Jeans older Hulk.
That Hulk's about to become a baby.
4.3.
I lost to Thanos. I ain't coming out again.
Yeah, no. I still have Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Daredevil, and Jessica Jones sitting on my list. I can watch any fucking time. Doesn't matter. Same thing with Punisher and the Defenders.
They will go away.
Which is the reason why technically I would say you'd need to watch 4 seasons, because you have to watch the 3 of Daredevil and the Defenders, because at least Defenders was some good shit.
They'll go away at some point.
Punisher was so fucking good.
Those movies will go away at some point, but you have to understand licensing is a weird thing. That's just like you like the Hulk. Hulk is not owned by Marvel.
Yep.
It's Universal, isn't it?
It's owned by Universal. So while they're allowed to use the Hulk for movies, they are not allowed to do a standalone movie because those movies are owned by Universal. And even though Universal Hulk movies are part of the MCU, proof of point is that even Tony Stark appears in them, one of them, at the end of it. But yes, that proves that they're tied to the MCU, and that character comes back later on, which is important because it proves that it ties it in. But technically,
about General Ross?
Yes. Yep. But technically,
who's important because he has to become Red Hulk down the road.
But if you want to talk about licensing rights, you can't watch Hulk on Disney Plus because Hulk is not owned by
Disney.
So it's super complicated and ridiculous. It's kind of like you can't watch Spider-Man on Disney.
Yep.
Yeah, Those movies aren't on there.
Because they're still Sony tie-in.
Because they're still owned by Sony.
Yep.
Sony's basically...
So until Disney whips out that mouse dick and throws it on the counter and says, gimme.
I think Sony will be stingy.
Sony is smart about this.
Whoever said they were whipping out that mouse dick to buy the character, they're going to do the same thing they did to Fox. Give me.
What?
Sony's smart enough to know that money over time is better than money right now.
Yeah,
so they're not letting that shit go for nothing.
In fact, they're building their own fucking little universe surrounding the Venom.
Consummate professional knows to turn the phone off.
all 6 of the Netflix shows for the Marvel shows are still on here.
Right. Because, like
and
I said, there's
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is also still part of it.
Yes.
Right, and they're still going to be up there.
But that's because the licensing is still owned by Netflix to show those specific series.
Yep.
That's what we were arguing about. I never once said anything about you can't watch the 90s Spider-Man, because that is not even close to the argument we were having in licensing just now.
Right. Exactly. It comes down to a matter of it still exists, it's just... You're going to have to watch it on this streaming platform as opposed to that streaming platform.
Oh, shit.
Because platform A made the show, and platform B can't say shit about the fact that A made it.
I can still watch some TOS,
I'm gonna give, Bill. I'm going to give Green Hagar a fucking 3.8.
Okay, 3.8.
I'll give Beardless Green Hagar a 4.
Yeah, I'll agree to the 4.
Four.
Beardless Green Hagar.
Yep,
4. Yeah. 4? Okay. So actually, you know what? I'm going to basic math some shit. I'm going to change mine to a 4.2, so that way then the math says he's a 4.
Cool, I win.
He's fucking lazy.
I win, Price is Right.
Infinity War.
And this is the only one you're going to get because the big baby wouldn't come out.
Yeah, right. It's true.
After he gets his ass kicked, you don't see him the rest of the movie.
He lost one whole fight. He was like, ugh.
And technically, it's the same Hulk as the end of Ragnarok.
It is. It's the same. Right. It's the same Hulk. So my score stays the same. So we move on. Same.
Yeah, we saw it.
Which is why I only put one picture.
Here we go.
End game.
Yes! Smart Hulk!
Gray
Hulk!
Essentially, this is Gray Hulk, but they didn't change his color.
Right.
It's Gray Hulk. It's when Banner took...
This is Banner Hulk!
Technically speaking, because they've been doing this shit with all the other Marvel movies as well, where technically Peter's not Peter in the fucking Marvel movies, Peter is Miles. They just know that there's certain people who's going to freak out that there's a fucking black Mexican kid on their screen. So they made him Peter and gave him all of Miles' shit. Technically, I count that as Amadeus Cho.
What, this?
Yeah. Technically, I count that as Cho Hulk.
Yeah, I've noticed...
Where it's totally awesome.
I've noticed that the Spider-Man... I've noticed the Spider-Man that we're dealing with in the MCU is an amalgamation
of the two.
Of
right.
Miles and Peter, very much.
Right.
I was about to say, he doesn't have Miles' powers.
No, he doesn't have Miles' powers,
but he's
he has
kind
a
of
best friend he's who
kind
helps
of
him
wearing,
with shit.
He's kind of wearing Miles' suit.
Yeah. Right.
He's kind of wearing Miles' suit, and he's got Miles' friends... And he's got pieces of Miles' personality, and he received a lot of help from other heroes,
like Miles did.
Peter Parker
was a loner that barely made it, for years,
right,
and was incredibly self-dependent all the time, and did not have any kind of hero complex. He wasn't literally worshiping that Captain America walked on this earth or whatever. He respected what it was.
Right.
But that's what it was. Otherwise, like, the Fantastic Four was just a thing that existed. Hell, he went there to try to get a job, not to try to tell them, "Oh my God, Mr. Stark, suck my dick."
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he showed up at the Baxter building like, "Hey, I got, like, weird powers and I'm a science guy. Could I, like, get a job?
Could I, like, make this money?"
And
they're
then
like,
we
don't make money. And he's like, "Man, fuck you guys and your
brokenness. Not making money." Yeah.
Although, like, to be fair, I still love the What's Up where, or not the What's Up, but the fucking, the What If, where they actually did hire his ass and some craziness went down and he couldn't get to his mask, so he became Bagman.
Yep. No, that actually happens in the normal 616
oh,
as well.
Yeah, that,
because when he pulls the symbiote off, he does it with
he's
the help
naked.
Of Mr.
Oh,
Fantastic,
yeah.
And he's naked, and Johnny, as a joke, gave him a Fantastic Four costume, a spare, to go home in.
Oh, yeah,
but
he
didn't want anybody,
sign on it.
Yeah, he didn't want anybody to know who he was, so he put
it's
the bag on
bag.
His head.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could get that costume in the game.
Yep.
Spider bag.
But there is a Fantastic Four. There's
the
two versions.
Costume.
There's two versions.
The white costume
there's
is
two
awesome.
Versions.
Right.
There's a Fantastic Five.
Yep.
And that has Spider-Man in it. And he's dead now, technically, because of all the spider totem stuff that happened in the universe thing.
Right.
But there was a Fantastic Five where Spider-Man joined that day, and then there is the Future Foundation
which
where Spider-Man wears that fucking sweet-ass white costume.
And Ghost Rider has a white...
No, that's the Fantastic Four.
Yep.
See, the Fantastic Four go off-planet, and another group takes their place, which was Grey Hulk, it was Grey Hulk, Spider-Man,
Wolverine
and Ghost Rider.
That's a broken fucking team.
That's
more broken than the OG.
I commonly like to refer to them as the Fantastic Four Horsemen.
Dude.
That's what I refer to them as.
That is a hell of a...
Because even though it's Grey Hulk, so he's kind of...
He's not as strong.
Yeah, he's not as strong, but he's super smart.
Yeah, I know that did happen.
That team will still fuck you up.
To this day.
Dude. Spider-Man was refused entrance into the Justice League.
Because Batman said
Batman
no.
Because Batman was like, fuck you.
No.
I know, that's a very confusing moment, but yes, there was a crossover event.
There's been a few crossover events between DC
and
Marvel.
Spider-Man
but one
was
of them
refused
was...
entry by Batman.
Yep. He tried to join the Justice League. Well, hey guys, can I join?
If I was Spider-Man, no. I'd look at the bat and be like, well, I got powers, bitch.
What do you got?
And that guy over there is going, that guy can fly.
Like, I got powers, bitch, what do you got? A utility belt.
It's like, well, so do I.
Bat anti-spiders, man.
I need to make sure I got this stuff.
You know what, Batman? I don't even want to be part of this. Activate instant kill mode.
Hell, I can't fucking remember.
Arms come out. I'm going to fuck you up now, Batman.
And then Batman would be like, oh, EMP thing in my glove. Batman.
I take my suit off and carry it. Like, that guy is a hawk, and he's on the team.
His power is fly and come back after he's dead for a while.
Right.
You put a bird on your team, but you won't put a spider?
Yeah. That guy.
Okay, the Infinity Gauntlet, I guess, is...
Tight suit Hulk.
That's because they had to time travel and stuff.
It's time traveling.
It's time heist gear.
Super.
Infinihulk.
Yeah,
Because he's got the fucking gauntlet. He's a Finna Hulk. So, great him.
Although, and it's kind of interesting that, you know, Hulk was like, brought everybody back, fucked his arm up,
right.
Lived through it. Tony's like, dead. If I was Bruce, I'd be like, I am the strongest Avenger. See, I could snap and still live. You snap once and you got to die.
Great, a Finna Hulk.
Four. I mean, the suit's stupid looking, but it's still the Hulk.
It is stupid looking.
Yeah,
give him
a
three.
The suit is right. Stupid.
It's time heist gear.
It's a 3.6 because the suit looks stupid.
It does look stupid.
It is dumb. It's a dumb suit, but I understand why they had to use it.
Oh, shit. What do you got, Scotty?
3.5.
But I'm going to be real with you. I do love the Hulk with the Infinity Gauntlet.
That one's a 3.62.
Okay. Bathrobe Hulk.
Okay, that's in the diner. That's in the diner.
I mean...
First off...
I think it's actually a big old man sweater.
It has to be because...
Okay. Old man sweater Hulk.
Hey, Hulk. Robe. Hey, Hulk. It's a robe. Do you shop at Big
well,
Robe?
It's a robe. Robe. It's a bathrobe, it's a but bathrobe. He wears it like it's a fucking
He has to have
sweater.
Bigger clothes.
Oh, it's a bathrobe, but since he's so damn big, it's an old man shirt. It's not
right.
An old man sweatshirt jacket thing.
Right.
He shops at the Big and Tall.
Yeah, I can't even fucking
And even they...
Confusing or... bathrobe attire Hulk.
It's the same
fucking...
Hulk. Same score.
It's a three.
It's the same guy.
No. He gets a 4.1.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The only difference is that Banner's in control. Not
and what
Hulk.
About you?
Look, he's got some glasses.
3.3.
He's got a man.
What about
lead,
you?
Old
by
man
the way,
sweater
he's
robe.
Only wearing these to look smart.
How does he shave? He's grown stubble, which means that throughout the years he had to have shaved his face.
Well, if it's like Superman.
Because he just stays like that now.
Superman blades can't cut his hair. He has to...
That's what I'm curious
like,
though.
You remember Hancock?
Right.
In the jail he had to rip it off because no blade could cut his hair.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming because he's not as strong as Superman but you know what I mean.
He's got a vibranium razor, it's fine.
He does live in a universe where he could have gotten a hold of, like, vibranium or adamantium.
Well, he knows.
All he had to do
was T'Challa.
Hey, all
he has
to do is call Wakanda Forever.
I need to shave this beard.
It's like, hey, I need a razor.
Either way, what's old Bill Logan give him?
Oh, he's fine. He gets a three.
Okay. Bathrobe Hulk is a 3.48.
Yeah, Bathrobe Hulk.
Okay, and there's...
Hey, you guys want a picture of me? No, I'm Ant-Man.
So here we go. Who was the best Hulk?
Edward Norton.
Oh, yeah, we all agreed. 08 Norton.
08 Norton.
So far, I'm at 08.
Because he won. Literally,
he actually
won.
Did win. 08 Norton, he just had the better design, in my opinion.
Right.
Normally doesn't happen, where the guy that ended up voted the highest ends up winning.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we can look. We have good shit, good.
No. We have good ass.
Amazing.
Fantastic. Good. Sad. Good.
Sad Hulk.
He's Sad Hulk. Look at him.
I'm so sad. This lullaby sucks, but she's pretty hot. It's a sucky... Man, that's not even a lullaby, man. When I first heard it, I was like, that ain't no lullaby. Do you guys know what a lullaby is? You're just talking to him. Is that what a lullaby is? Bill, what's up, man? Singing you a lullaby. Just words.
Go to sleep.
There was no... There
and
was none of that.
Good night.
There's none of that shit.
Go to sleep, little Billy!
That's an aggressive lullaby.
Go to sleep.
I'm sorry if we're gonna go that route with it. I'm just gonna pick up fucking Samuel L. Jackson reading "Go the Fuck to Sleep."
That's a lullaby.
Especially from that man.
And he's in these movies. That should have been the lullaby.
Now go the fuck to sleep.
Okay, now this is an R-rated.
Go the bleep.
Damn
to
you,
sleep.
Samuel.
Okay, that was it, Hulk.
Hulk is done. We've
yep,
got
he's
like,
done.
We're going to take a small break and then like 40 minutes for another episode, I guess.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.